culture, the mores, the values, all Middle West. Hmm. And so mother came, she and father got married after she'd been back here 2 years. She'd grown when she came here. Mm-hmm. And mother was a New England woman, and yesterday I spent a long time with Ray Rowland doing the final reading of the galley proof of my grandmother's, Richard Guy Star Society is going to publish it. And she, they're just heartbreaking. In fact, I've got a letter now for, you have to see Ray? I'm going to see him tonight, though.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to take it to him.
Yeah, you're probably
he told me to, I sealed it. I'll tell him I had to leave it to a fellow professor, so if he's not a professor. But this is what it is. He said, you write, they said he's going to send out some pre-publication notices. And he said, try your hand. I've written three of them. A moving and poignant account of the hardships and adversities relieved by occasional events of great happiness that were experienced by a Connecticut bride married to a Georgian just before the outbreak of the war between the states, whom she followed during the campaign with the Army of Tennessee, in which she served as a staff officer. And a better one, I say, a personal account of the agony and ecstasy experienced during the war between the states by a northern woman married to a southern man just before the outbreak of the war, told in a poignant and deeply moving manner, and so forth. And last one said, with contemporary letters revealing the conflict of loyalties in the Southern. All these letters and the whole thing, her mother was saying, come north, you can't stand another South, there was some in the South. And throughout she was torn. One time a courier said, lady, you better get out of here, you'll fall behind the enemy's lines after Murfreesboro. Well, nobody won that battle, but the Southern Army is retreating. She was up, she'll follow the army. And of course she couldn't stay at home. They acted bitchy as hell too, apparently, at least one of her sisters-in-law, and the rest of them were barely tolerant, so she couldn't stand. She followed the armies, the Army of Tennessee. And and she said, and something else she wrote and published, oh, for a moment I thought of how they were loving and willing arms and hands to beat me and my baby, that's father, if I stayed behind the enemy's lines. So to get north took some doing, but they could get passes, it could be done. And her mother wrote those heart-rending letters, you got to get it and read it, you must come north, you. I can't stand another minute. I got to see that precious boy and all that kind of stuff. But she did. But time the war was over, she humped on a boat. This is a wonderful letter that's being published. I went to Savannah, played 4 days, got a boat, went to New York, and she stayed in New York all that summer and early fall, and then went to north every summer, Narragansett Pier, which is a fashionable resort right across Newport in those days. And soon as father finished Somerville Academy, he went to Yale. So father, because grandfather was a public man in many ways, and he didn't have much time for father. So father was raised by a thoroughly New England woman, taken north at every opportunity. As soon as he was grown, he went every summer to Rhode Island and 4 years at Yale. So he was in New England as the late George what's his name? The last Puritan was the old one. No, late George Apple was the last Puritan. Anyway. So my iron was the Middle West, one of the Middle West values, ideologies, and father, who was scornful of so many things Southern. So I was raised, I went to Princeton. Took me years to be acclimated to go native. But I told somebody, I was like the East Indian Maharaja who sends a son to England, goes to Oxford, he comes back, his most rabid, revolting Indian against England. Nehru was a very good example. Nehru went to England, went to Oxford. And matter of fact, I think Mahatma Gandhi went to Oxford. And they didn't absorb any of that Anglo-Saxon culture. As soon as they came to England, they became more Indian than Indians. That's sort of what happened to me. Mm-hmm. Not that the Yankee culture wasn't impressive. I took in some dances in New York, especially when I was in Boston. But, I was bewitched by it at the time. So I was amused by the glamour and the style and the elegance, the wealth, and so, Lord, when I came back and became a real Indian. So here we go.